Blog Talk Radio.
Bobo, divine, all blessed.
peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Saturday, October 22nd, 2011. And I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hudu Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do join me here now live each and every day, high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, for the Power Lunch, Hudu Secrets and Recipes, live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners who can be located via the various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And do know you can continue to find these powerful voices featured within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively. The Queen, Mother Naima Shikamana, Sister Tony, can still be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Divine Bon Terre, Dr. Joy and Unlimited Joy. See what one Orisha can do. Santeria, priestess in love, money, and life situations. Of course, you can continue to connect with Goddess Queen UKs of the Universal Opulence, keeping excellence sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways, broadcast via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. The Go-Go, Nana, Alana, Omare, Goddess Love Light can still be found featured via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Sister Abena, Racism, Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous, designed with the African in mind. And you can find her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. One of our faithful sponsors, Angelic Soap, can still be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you can find real handcrafted soap made from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure a gentle, cleansing, rich, low-moisturizing lather, utilizing fair trade base oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. And we also specialize in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. So please let us know what you desire. We will be more than happy to accommodate you via Angelic Soap within the Queen's Chamber of my website. And we have activated a special coupon code of HDP15, House of the Divine Prince 15, for an automatic 15% deduction of price. And this code is only good for the followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. And of course, my Blog Talk Radio listening audience worldwide. And this coupon is good for an indefinite term. So be sure to mention this code each and every time you check out with Teresa at Angelic Soap. We also are still featuring the Queen Felice Akushua Experience, Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired, Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle in one convenient location via the Queen's Chamber of my website. And within the King's Chamber of my website, please do continue to show your support for the Brother Machadi, Reverend Brother Machadi Baruti of Uja Temple Ministries, a ministry teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among African descendants, hosted by the Reverend Machadi Baruti and Susan Mitchell. Please also continue to find featured Dr. Mandrade, one of the many practitioners to be found within the virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website. He has been in the business of spirituality and religion, love, money, happiness, prosperity for over 30 years, and you can still find Dr. Mandrake featured in the King's Chamber of my website. Another close friend of mine for almost 25 years, Big Steve, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, featuring Big Steve to be found featured in the King's Chamber of my website. And of course, Han for Kaaba Men, which was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much information about the global voodoo religion and culture via written audio images. And you will find much information that we assure you will help you to better understand precisely what our belief system, our culture, our religion is, as well as how to connect with us globally via the internet. So please do continue to support Han for Kaaba Men to be found featured in the King's Chamber of my website. And do take note that I have added several new books, DVDs, CDs to the second page of my website, Netter Head Tour, particularly several books within the realm of Yoruba, Ifa, Santeria. In that left column, I have added my mother's newest book, From 1 to 365, which is a Christian devotional book for sufferers and survivors, I should say, of domestic abuse and violence. You will also find a new book by Ava K. Jones, who will be featured here with us on Sunday in Congo Square. And I'm not saying it right now. Be mindful that my products and books rotate sometimes just by refreshing the page. So if you don't see something, sometimes you just need to refresh, and that item will come back, as well as newer items are rotated in that you may not have seen or been exposed to before. So know that that is automated within the makeup of that second page of my website. I believe it's a DVD book collection for Ava K. Jones. But for some reason, I'm not seeing it right now, and I don't have my notes readily available. So do please do bear with me. I've also added CD from Bambula 2000, Baba Luther Gray and Bambula 2000. We got it going on. You can also find that featured on the second page of my website. I most certainly do appreciate each and every one and your divine, all blessed and sacred presence here with us in this moment in time space. Not just for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, but individually within your communities, our collective community. I most certainly do appreciate your support and your continuing to listen in and support and be a part of this show. We hope to have Ava K. with us here tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for a live interview here on the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, as well as many other powerful guest and new music as we move forward come Monday into the show. But I will be present here with you tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. I am operating now under a new show format. I still will be coming on every day at noon. I've gone back to the daily show schedule. But I will be doing a Power Lunch. Indeed, the true meaning of that phrase, Power Lunch. The 2 hours in the middle of the day was just too much, considering all that I have on my plate now here in New Orleans with the ministry as well as with Congo Square and the activities related to Congo Square and our ever-growing and increasing prison ministry. So we're going to take it back to the original intent of the Power Lunch, which was to have a jolt, if you will, of spirit in the middle of the day to sort of keep us moving forward along our individual paths and journeys and missions, but to also continue to solidify co-unity and community. We are indeed growing here as a community in New Orleans, evident in our Congo Square photos and videos, but also evident within the various paths of ATR, traditional African religion, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi. Houses are truly beginning to reemerge, grow, and develop after several years of what I consider to be post-Hurricane Katrina drought, if you will, within these communities. So we are indeed beginning to see them arise, if you will, reemerge, rebuild themselves, remake themselves and the interest and participation as it relates to the community is indeed becoming more and more evident. So I continue to invite you to not only be a part of the show and a part of the Facebook network and the MySpace and the High Five and all the other 80-some social networking sites and links that I can be connected with and to, but to also physically be a part of this experience, of this journey here on the ground. There's indeed a community of open arms and open hands receptive to assist you and heal you and aid you in reclaiming your divinity and reclaiming your heritage and inheritance as it relates to our inherent power within animism and traditional African religious paths, for which New Orleans is, should be, and has always been the crown city, the hoodoo central, if you will, of voodoo, Ifa, Yoruba. Understanding the history, understanding the Haitian Revolution, understanding the Louisiana Purchase, understanding how all the historic pieces fit together to create this city, this unique city that we know as New Orleans. And indeed, we have been challenged by Mother Nature, and challenged by politics, and challenged by white supremacy, and challenged by the double recession, and challenged by all these things. And we continue to bounce back. We continue to be reborn. We continue to give new life to our ancestors and live out the inherent responsibility that we have to fulfill their missions right now in this most present, most valued, only time we truly have, this now moment in divine time space. So I invite you to be here tomorrow at 12 noon. We will probably have a much longer show tomorrow because of our special guest, Ava K. Jones. And for those of you who aren't clear, I have pulled back from the Block Talk Radio upgrade, if you will. I can't think of what it's called right now, the premium package. I can do much better things with that money. So we will be going back to the daily schedule every day at high noon at U.S. Central Standard Time, but it will not be as lengthy, and we still have the leisure to lengthen the show if we need to lengthen the show for special guests, special events, special announcements, special broadcasts. But indeed, we will hold down, if you will, the crossroads at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And I invite you to be a part of this show, be a part of this community. I'm still receiving MP3s and spoken word tracks. And yes, I'm looking for a very specific thing. It has to work within the realm of spirituality and religion. It does not necessarily have to be specific to one path, one genre, one style. Indeed, it gets a little bit more complicated with spoken word. People want to interject a lot of stuff in there, and I just ask that you keep it clean, as is what clean is within the realm of spirituality and religion, and continue to submit those. We will be broadcasting many of the new tracks and new information in coming days. So I most certainly do appreciate each and every one for your attention, for your love, for your continued support, for your taking the time to click on those advertisements on the show page each and every time you visit the main profile here on Blog Talk Radio, for indeed we do get credit and support for your doing so, and continue to be a part of this squared circle of gods and goddesses each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince. Today on this Saturday, October 22nd, 2011, we are sharing a sun in Libra in the 10th house, a moon in Leo in the 8th house, Mercury in Scorpio in the 10th house, Venus in Scorpio in the 10th house, Mars in Leo in the 8th house, Jupiter in Taurus in the 4th house, Saturn in Libra in the 10th house, Uranus in Aries in the 3rd house, Neptune in Aquarius in the 2nd house, and Pluto, Capricorn, 12th house. And people ask, well, how do you manage to continue to publicly document a guarantee of results, particularly as it relates to finances and prosperity and money and careers and jobs as we push through this double recession? And, of course, there are many formulas and many markers that need to be addressed in conquering this issue. But to cover one in the amount of time that we have to share, is your second house. The second house in the charts is considered your money house. All matters of money, finances, are governed by this house. Fortune, profits, gains, power, resources, security, material achievements, jewelry, share, security, speech. That's important because we speak our prosperity. Many of us are speaking our poverty and recreating our poverty just by the manner of our speech. Then there's the area of the eyes, what we see, how we view, how we understand, how we understand and interpret prosperity, what success is, how our attitude towards materialism, our vision, stocks, bonds, precious stones, memory. Memory plays a large role in how we move forward in finances and prosperity, particularly as it relates to the generational curse and those blocks from times gone, from times of the past, that prevent us from moving forward in areas of wealth and prosperity. How we leave our families in the event of an untimely death, insurance, securities. Education plays in the second house as it relates to finances. Again, the tongue, the speech, nose, the teeth, the chin, and family are all governed by this second house of wealth. This is also the Maraca Shasana, or the death-inflicting house, leading to the belief and the euphemism now that the love of money is a root to all evil. Indeed, it's not money itself. It is the love of money, the imbalanced relationship and association we have to what wealth is, to what resources are. Our lack of responsibility and respect to Mother Earth and creation directly affects our house of wealth. Indeed, that is the source of our physical resource, is Mother Earth. So I am being now confined to the new time frame. So I do invite you to join me here tomorrow at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, where we will have the Voodoo Priestess and Yoruba Priestess Avake Jones here with us, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. I most certainly do appreciate each and every one and your divine, all blessed and sacred presence. Until tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, remember that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Aibobo and Ashe.
to work hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, get weary. By this I know I'll fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield on my lifetime, Marcos watch over me, protect us from our enemies, mountains rise and fall. Jah be the shield on my lifetime, Emmanuel watch over me.
Papa, what did you?